That was my wife's grandfather. Now, I want to tell you a little bit of a story before we begin. My wife's grandfather is Rav David Lifshitz. My wife has another grandfather, Rav Yankov Kamenetsky. My wife's a Kamenetsky. Have you ever making of a gadol? It's my shmer. Anyway, Rav Yankov was offered two places to be Rosh Yeshiva. One was Yeshiva University. Well, my grandfather was saying, I better Yitzchak Elchanan. You didn't say why you, right? And he was also offered in Tel Avadas. That was Rav Yankov. Rav David was also offered in Yeshiva University in Tel Avadas. Rav David didn't want to go to Tel Avadas because here in Yeshiva University, there was Lamjirov, his people, the Mira, were here. Rav Yankov didn't want to go to Yeshiva University. I don't want to speak Lashon Hara. He didn't want to go to Yeshiva University. Actually, he wanted to teach here, but he felt that since he wouldn't send his children here, he felt it would be hypocritical for him to teach in Yeshiva University. That's what he held. Okay? My shver says they both made a mistake. Okay, fine. What? Anyway. We're going to give, I'm going to add the Xerox for you, okay? We're going to give on the, first of all, what's Sheresh Rishon in the Rambam, what's the connection to Chanukah? So there's an obvious connection, because the Baal Hilchos Gedolos lists Chanukah as one of the Tayyad Mitzvahs. So, in other words, I don't know if you happen to know about Sefer Mitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah, but let me say it over anyway. You all know that the Rambam wrote a Sefer called Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? Right, the Gemara says in Makas Chav Gimel with Beis, Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe, Torah is Gemak Taliyah 611, and two mitzvahs they heard Mipiyah Gvura, Nirchel Mipiyah Gvura, that's Tayyad Mitzvahs, okay? But what are the Tayyad Mitzvahs? Because if you look at the Torah, there's thousands of mitzvahs. So the Rambam wrote a very famous Sefer called the Sefer Mitzvahs, and he lists there what he believes to be what's called the Tayyad Mitzvahs, which is not an easy thing, because there are many mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs do you list, which mitzvahs don't you list? Now, the Rambam had to explain what were his reasons for listing certain mitzvahs and other mitzvahs. So for that Tachlis, he wrote what's called Sharashim, or introductions. So Sharashim, right? Introductions. There are 14 Sharashim of the Rambam, by the way, written in Arabic, to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now, a very famous edition of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, let's see if you know some history of Yeshiva University. There's a very famous translation from Arabic on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, written by a person who was a Rambam, he taught Chumash in Yeshiva University. Who was that person? Well, let me get it. Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav, Zetzal, held him to be his Rebbe. Who was that? Reb Chaim Heller. You know, there's a picture with Rabbi Belkin, a famous picture sitting around in armchairs. When Zeta Lifshitz had it in his head. Rabbi Belkin is there, Rav Shatz, right? Rav Shatzkes, Rabbi Soloveitchik, and Rav Chaim Heller sitting there too. Rav Chaim Heller knew Arabic among the languages he wrote, and he actually, there's a very famous edition, Sefer Mitzvahs by Rav Chaim Heller. He transformed the Arabic. Rabbi Soloveitchik held him to be his rabbi. By the way, Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky asked to be buried next to Rav Chaim Heller. They're buried next to each other. Rav Chaim Heller's in the middle. Rav Reuben Kozlovsky is on one side, Rav Yankov Kamenetsky is on the other side. He called them the Gadol, he held them to be the Gadol Hador. Okay. You know, so that's some history of Chaim Heller. There's a very famous hesped of Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim Heller. I have to fill you in. You go to Yeshiva University, you don't know. Rabbi Soloveitchik has a very famous hesped called Pleitas Soifrim. It's a famous Besot HaYochid VaHayachad. There's a list of Hesped, right? It's a very famous Hesped of Chaim Heller called Pleitas Soifrim. You have to learn through that Hesped. It's a It's a wonderful Hesped, the Rav Chaim Hillel. Okay, now, the Rambam wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs and wrote 14 Sharashim. 14 Sharashim. Now, did anyone ever learn the Sharashim? No. Okay, no one else learns the Sharashim either. I learned the Sharashim with my Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Yankov Yaffin, that Rabbi Adler, Hagoyim Rabbi Adler, learned in Beis Yosef by Rabbi Yankov Yaffin. Who was Rabbi Chaim Hillel to Rabbi Yankov Yaffin? He was a Shatchin. He was a Shatchin. He was a Shatchin. He was a Shatchin, Rabbi Yankov Yaffin, and Dr. G.
Yes, yes, yes.
And when Dr. G, who already had two doctors by then, asked, complained to Rabbi Chaim Hillel that Rabbi Yankov Yaffin doesn't have a doctorate, so Rabbi Chaim Hillel said he has 6 doctorates. Zroyim, Moye, Noshim, Zikin. In fact, he said you'd give him a doctorate on Mava Kama. Okay, fine. Now, the Sharashim are very important. Why are the Sharashim important? Because the Sharashim give us the Rambam's understanding of the Torah Shebi'al Peh. That's why people learn the Sharashim. A person who learns the Sharashim gets a panorama of the entire Torah Shebi'al Peh. Okay? Now, what makes the Sharashim famous is not only the Rambam, but the Rambam wrote a Perush on the Sharashim. And basically, to learn the Sharashim, Kimachet no kala terakula. Rabbi Yankov Yaffin told me, Rabbi Chaim Hillel was the only Yid Mesugal in his daughter to write a Sefer Mitzvah. He says, Ich ken shayim enough Sefer Mitzvah Zeichet. I don't think he ever wrote a Sefer Mitzvah. Let's see something.
Sally did.
What?
Sally did. Sally Gepstein.
Yeah? Interesting. Okay, now, what's the first Shailash? So the Rambam says in the first Shailash, that is only going to list mitzvahs de rabbanan. Oh, this is the reis. Not mitzvahs de rabbanan. He's not going to list any mitzvahs de rabbanan. Now, that's pashut, right? It says teira tziv olam ha'maisha. Why would a person have a havamina of litzes mitzvahs de rabbanan that a person write a whole shayrus why not mitzvahs de rabbanan? So that's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam says hashayrus harishon she'ein roi lemnois b'chal azar mitzvah she'ein de rabbanan. Da, says the Rambam, kizai inu yahoy la'ir alavavarim. Really? We shouldn't even speak about it. Ki ach she'alosh ha'talmud sheish be'esh v'shosh yisrei mitzvah nevu l'moish b'sinai. Since the Gemara says the time mitzvah will give it to Moish Rabbeinu b'sinai, ech noyma v'dov v'shum d'rabbam v'shum b'chal minyan. How can I produce the Rabbam? Part of the minyan. Av heirunu Allah mipnei she'tov b'rabim. What the Rambam now is going to speak about is the Bahag. There's one of the Ga'inim in the 19th century was called the Baal Hilchos Gedolos. Ninth century, Baal Hilchos Gedolos. And in the Baal Gedolos, before the Hilchos Gedolos, he lists the Tayyid mitzvahs. And what does he list? And this was the famous Minyan mitzvahs before the Rambam. So he says, Umanu Ner Chanukah. The Baal Hilchos Gedolos lists Ner Chanukah. What are the Tayyid mitzvahs? Mikra Megillah. B'chal mitzvahs asay. Me'a brochas b'chol yoyim, nicham aveilim. The Baal Hilchos Gedolos listed the Rabbanans. So the Rambam says, since the Baal listed the Rabbanan, I have to speak about it. So he goes on, Ha'boshes alumim, chishim t'kufesh, shimon asay yom l'gmur v'alam sahalim, sahalim. Yistak b'mish yisham l'shayinim, nem hu lo'le Moshe m'sinai. The Gemara says, "L'moishem b'sinai, chav gimel amid beris in Menachim in Makis." V'yim nekliyas ahalos yeshiva po Dovid Hamelach alav Hashalom. How could you list Hallel from Dovid Hamelach and Rikka Megillah and El Chanukah? How could this possibly? Says the Rambam. Okay. Now, u'mashir aloishi avim elzer. Says the Rambam. Why did they list? It seems they wanted the Bahad list these mitzvahs. Because it says in Shabbos, right? Al-Eil Nivama Shekhet Shabbos Sofet Tzivan Al-Mikah Megillah Al-Nikner Al-Mikmah Sahala. V'Shelas HaTalmud says in Shabbos Hechen Tzivan. The Gemara says, how do we say when we light Ner Chanukah? How can we say Asher Shabbos Sofet Tzivan Al-Tzivan V'Omo Loi Sasa. So in other words, the Gemara seems to be saying that Ner Chanukah is Ner Isa, Loi Sasa. Says the Rambam, in Mitam Zeh, that's true. Right? Rosh Yibin HaKotam Shul Rabban. That's true, says the Rabban. They should list every the Rabban. He goes to Chom Chosoy, he comes to Zirmen, Tziva Moshe, and says, Apiyat HaYeruchah, And it says Loisaso. It says the Rambam. It says the Rambam. If you can list Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah, because it says Loisaso, because the Gemara says we make a bracha at Shikshav Tzivano from Loisaso, you should list every Rabbanu. Because every Rabbanu we say at Shikshav Tzivano, right? The Rambam says it's not true, right? So we should list everything that's the Rabbanu, right? So he says you should have listed Nitzilus Shadayim and Mitzvahs Eruv, right? That's what the Rambam says. How can the Bahag didn't list Eruv until Shadayim? So Shadayim doesn't make a bracha. Bahag should listen to that too. Okay, the Rambam goes on and says, now, the fact is, I want to tell you an interesting secret. The fact is that the Shitas HaRambam is that every Dabban is a Diraisa. And that's the most of the Perush of the Ramban on Shevesh Aleph is devoted to arguing on the Rambam and this Dakota. The Rambam says, I'm going to sit down like you're shut down. I think he's sat down, right? Like the Gemara in the Gila says, Yeshiva. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Aleph, the Rambam says, he speaks about Bezer HaGodol, Ika Teresh Bial Peh, ועליהם הבטיח התור שלב על פי התור שרוחו והמשפר אשר יום לך תעשה זו בצפס עשה and the Rambam says כל מי שאינו עושה בי רוסון עושה בי לא עושה like it says לא עושה right? says the Rambam אחד שלום דו עושה מפי השמוע עם תור שבי על פה that means like הלוחס למשה מסיני or פירוש המקובלים אחד שלום דו בפי דייטו בארץ ולמיד את תור נדרש בהם And Dvom Shosu Sim Saigla Torah, which is Gzeiros Takonos Ben Hogos. V'chol Echa Mishloish Dvom Eilu, Mitzvahs Aseh L'shmoy Lahem, V'oiva Kol Achas, Oiva B'loi Saseh. Like it says, Ab Yatoy She Yerucha, and Loi Sosu. The Rambam holds that if a person is Oiva on a Mitzvah Derabon, even a Takon a Gzeira, he's Oiva on a Mitzvahs Loi Saseh, in the Torah Loi Sosu Adon She Yigil Chol Yom Ben Usmol, V'ab Yatoy She Yerucha, Mitzvahs Aseh, it's a Shitas HaRambam. So it turns out, and this is what it turns out. This is the Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam is that what? That every Derabbanan is a derisive, it's a konus. So, how come we don't? But we don't list them as part of the Tanya Mitzvahs because even though they're derisive, they're not from Moshe Ben Aaron, from the Konus Chazal. That's the Shitas HaRambam. And the Ramban spends a long time to argue on the Rambam. Okay? That I'm not going to go into today. The question I want to speak about is the Bahag listed certain mitzvahs and not other mitzvahs. That's the Rambam's main taina. No, what the Rambam's main taina in the Bahag is, why did you list Hallel, Mikra Megillah, and Ner Chanukah? And how come you didn't list the Tehillah Shadayim and Erevah? That's the big kasha that the Rambam has in the Bahag, and the Rambam doesn't give an answer because that's a kasha, yes, in the Bahag. Okay, everybody with me? Now, what I want to speak today is, what was the Shita of the Bahag? And I want to claim there's an undercurrent machlokes between the Rambam and the Bahag on this issue of listing mitzvahs de Rabbanan. Okay? Okay, now. For this, I'm going to read to you what the Rambam says in his Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah. Now, the Mishnah Torah begins with the famous Hakdama of the Rambam. Yeah, you know what? You can't do it, right? Okay, very good. After that, the Rambam lists all of the mitzvahs aseh. I love my Rabbi Yankov Yafin. Then the Rambam goes through all the mitzvahs, loisaseh. It's not the same mitzvahs, this is the Mishnah Torah. And then, what the Rambam does after that, he shows you how he organized the Mishnah Torah based upon the Tayyad mitzvahs. A lot of people don't even know this is Bechlal of the Yad. Okay, now, in the middle of everything, there's a little paragraph here. and I don't think any about anyone, maybe I can definitely do it.
Yeah.
Anyone knows this little paragraph. There the Rambam speaks about mitzvahs that are bada. Okay, now. The Rambam says like this. I'm going to read from the Rambam for you. Is everybody with me? Am I going too slow? Am I going too fast? I always ask this question every shiur for the last 30 years, and I always get the same answer. No answer. Okay, fine. Now. Okay. Says the Rambam. I'm going to read from the Rambam for you, okay? Says the Rambam. Elohim sheish b'yoyis ishloish esrei mitzvah shenemu l'meshe b'sinai. Rambam says, this is the tag of mitzvahs of good Moshe Sinai. Says the Rambam, I'm skipping over, right? V'yesh mitzvahs achera, sh'nischadshu achar matan Torah. There are other mitzvahs that were mischadsh after matan Torah. V'kavu osam neviyim v'chachamim. Interesting. Neviyim v'chachamim. U'pashtu b'chol Yisrael. There were mitzvahs after Moshe Rabbeinu that were in fact, it's stated by Nevi'im Chachamim, U'pashtu b'chol Yisrael, they were accepted by the entire Jewish people, Kegoy, Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, Tainis Tisha B'Av Yadayim Ve'erovin. Okay. And the Rambam says, Kol Eloha, Mitzvah Sh'nischatshu, all these mitzvahs that were incorporated, that were installed after Moshe Rabbeinu by Nevi'im and Chachamim, Chayavim adon lekablam l'shamra shomram. We're required, right, to keep them. Shenema, like it says, loy sasa mikol adova. Okay, up to now, this is the shita zarabim that you all know and love because we saw in Hilchos Mamre. Now, the question is, how can Chachamim make mitzvahs? Does it say the Torah loy sasifol davashir loy sasifol? Bal toisiv, how can Chachamim make mitzvahs? Says the Rambam. Ve'einam toisefes al mitzvah satayah. But these are not additions to the mitzvah satayah. Why? Ve'amah hizir atayah lo yisiz ve'lo yisigra. She'lo yinobi roshu lachad yishdova. Ve'lo yimeh lachad yishbogu zibu mitzvah zu lo yisifa. Mitzvah satayah o lachaser. Aval misifu bezdin em novi she'bo yisai zman derach takana ro'ayro derach kazera. Einzu toisefes sh'ar lo yimeh lachad yishbogu zibu lo yisai zayu etc. etc. Says them like this. When the Torah says lo yisifu, it's referring to a Navi. A Navi cannot add a mitzvah to the Torah. Because if a Navi adds a mitzvah to the Torah, what's he saying? He said, I have a Navi from a Shemet, from a Chosh Baruch Hu, there's an extra mitzvah that you can't do. But says the Rambam, the Navi can do it with a Chacham. And I want to be Dayak in the Rambam. He doesn't say, but a Chacham can do it. The Rambam says, Aval Imsefu Bezdin in Navi, that's fine. The Bezdin can do it with a Navi. That's fine. And then he can make a Takana. Okay? So now the Rambam, right? Alakacha, the Rambam gives an example. What's the example? Megillah. Shanavim and Bezdin take the Vatsivala Christ of Megillah by Nasa. Navim, together with Bezdin, made a Takana to read the Megillah. And that's fine, says the Rambam. Okay, so let's summarize the Rambam. The Rambam says, a Navi cannot add a mitzvah by himself. But he can do it in conjunction with the Bezdin. And that's fine. That's called, not called Baal Tosef. That's what the Rambam says. Okay, everybody with me so far? Okay, now, like this. Who's the Rambam speaking to? Who's the Rambam speaking to? If you look in the Sheresh Rishon, the Rambam says a few interesting sentences here. He says, "Ukvai is bayer, shekol ma shetignu hanaviim, jonachem Moshe Rabbeinu, gam ken midrabbanan." The Rambam also says that the Bahag listed to be Malbish Arumim, to clothe people, says the Rambam. Why did he do this? Because he found Yishayo, Kisira, on the Kisisa, he found Yishayo, says the Rambam, it's a pasuk of the Torah, Torah of the Torah. I want to claim the following thing. Herzachai, I want to claim the following. This is my chiddush. And the Rambam knew this too. The Bahag didn't stam list mitzvahs to Rabbanan. The Bahag lists mitzvahs to Rabbanan that were what? That were established by Nevi'im. That's what the Bahag did. Let's go through the part of the list. Okay? Now, you can ask me Ner Chanukah. We're going to speak about that. That's going to be the punchline. But for example, Mikra Megillah. Right? Mikra Megillah. I don't know why I brought these gemaras, but anyway, since I brought them, I might as well use them. Mikra Megillah, the gemara says, in Yudalan Amar Aleph and Maseches Megillah, Tana Rabbanan, Aboy Mushmainim Nevi'im, Vishavan Nevi'im, Tisab Lem Yisrael, Lo Pasol Esira Mashkos Toya, Chutzi Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah was inaugurated by who? Nevi'im. That's why the Bahag listened to Mikra Megillah. But what does the Rambam say? No! It was done together with Chachamim. That's what he says over here in the Yad. Now, what about Hallel? I'm just going through a few of the list, and after that you can fill in the list. Kof Yod Zayin Amar Aleph in Psachim. There the Gemara says, Mefurish, right? The Gemara says, Nevi'im HaRishonim, right? Well, Nevi'im HaRishonim. Well, Mesakin that Klai Yisrael should say, Hallel, Akol Perk, Akol Perk, Akol Tzor, V'tzorah. Right? Nevi'im Shebet, Retikulam Yisrael. The Bahag is Hallel, because Hallel comes from Nevi'im. Okay, everybody with me? Yeah.
I mean, the Gemara Megillah says Esther went.
That's Zayin Amar Aleph. You have a good question. I like that question. What you think? Okay, anyway. You have an uncle like one? Anyway. Good question. Write the question down. But we'll speak about that. Good question. Zayin Amar Aleph. Very good. Now, good question. Okay, now we know people. Okay,
what's the question?
Question is the Gemara says as I'm an Aleph that has to ask Chachamim because from the Daira she has permission from the Chachamim. We'll get to that. But if you down with Aleph, don't mention Chachamim.
After Kisvei Kodesh.
Well, we'll get that. Okay, Mikra Megillah. Okay, we Hallel. Okay, very good. Now, the Rambam knew what he was talking about. The Rambam says, why didn't you list Yadayim and Eruvim? Shlomo HaMelech was a Navi, right? Right? Look at the Gaon Yadayim. Okay, so I want to answer for the Bahag. What does the Gemara and Eruvim say in Chafal Ahmad Beis? The Gemara and Eruvim says, like this, the Gemara says, Kishatikin Shlem HaMelech Erovin Yotza Baskoil, and what in Chochem B'nai? He made as a Chochem, not as a Novi. That's the Pshat of the Gemara Erovin. I don't know who he was dealing with. Okay. In Chochem B'nai. Very good. Is that right with me? Okay, now. The Rambam says a Novi came at a mitzvah. Why? Because it says "En Novi Roi L'Chadesh," right? By Dova, right? The Rambam says, right? The Rambam says in the Hakdama to the Yad. I'll read it again. The Rambam says, "Shelo Yen Novi Roshi L'Chadesh Dova." Okay, is everybody with me now? The question is, the Bahag. Still, it's after Moshe Rabbeinu. How can the Nevi'im ask after Moshe Rabbeinu? And secondly, it says Ein Navi Roi Chalachadish. As you learned Megillah, right? Did you learn Beis Amud Beis? What does Chazal say? Eila Mitzvahs She Ein Navi Roi Chalachadish Boi Dova. We'll get back to it. Okay, now. I want to bring you the rise of the Bahag. Okay? What does the Gemara say? Where am I? Menachem? Okay. Did I put Menachem? Did I bring us on anything? I can say it. And I gave a shiur and someone said I should say it be al-peh because Chanukah's Torah should be al-peh. But anyway, but I'll read it from the Gemara anyway. Okay, anyway. Let me read from the Gil from the Gemara in Marcus. It says in Marcus, Chav Gimel Amad Beis, okay? Taira Tzivalado Moshe, Moirosha, Taira Gematria, Talia, right? And to the head, Anoich Lecha B'mirapura. Then what's the Gemara saying, Chav Dalman Alfing on Marcus? But David the Midah Malachan Israel, David and Melech reduced them to 11. What do we see from the Gemara? And now we can even subtract mitzvahs. That's the sugya of David Aleph. That's the right of the Bahag. Ah, I asked the Kasha. The Rambam says, "Ain Novi Roy Lachanish by Dava." Right. Penchas, right? What's the lashon of the Gemara in Beis Amud Beis? You learned the Gemara, right? You learned the Masechta, right? Okay. What does the Gemara say? Man tzapach tzoyfrim amrum, right? Gemara says that mem nun tzadik pei chav. They appear differently in the middle and the end of the word. V'tizbra, the Gemara says, right? Eila mitzvahs. She'ein novi rosh l'chadish by dover. What's say after that? Me'ata. What me'ata means? When is the vua they can have mitzvahs? After chachamim they can't have mitzvahs. That's the pshat. That's the pshat. The Rambam left out me'ata. Everybody with me? That's the machlokes of the Rambam and the Bahag. Okay. What? No. We'll speak about that. We'll speak about that. When is it Tekufa that Novi can hit? We'll speak about that. It's not to say that it will happen, but we'll speak about that. Now, I'll tell you exactly what it was. First of all, you ask the question is, where were the... Okay, let's go slow. Okay, let's go slow. Okay, now. The Rambam says that. What's the Rambam saying? Okay, let's look at the Rambam. Look around now in Hilchos Megillah. His manner. Okay. The Rambam says in Hilchos Megillah. Perak Aleph Halacha Hilchos Megillah says the Rambam. Kriyas haMegillah b'zmana mitzvahs asay midivrei soifrim. Now it says in Yudalev that the Nevi'im what? Instead of Kriyas haMegillah, right? V'advarim yiduim shi'i takonis haNevi'im. What does the Rambam mean by takonis haNevi'im? So I'll tell you what it is. There's a Gemara in Sukkah Mendal Amar Aleph. You know, on the seventh day, on Shvi of Sukkot, we clap Hashanahs, right? Now, do you make a bracha? You clap Hashanahs. You make a bracha? No, why not? There's a machleik, you learn Sukkot, right? Very good. Okay, Memdal and Avon Sukkot. There's a machleik of Hashanah, the Tilos Hashanah, and the Shvi, is it Midrig Nevi'im or Takanas Nevi'im? L'mayin afkamina l'bracha. If you say it's a minig nevim, you don't make a bracha. It becomes nevim, you make a bracha. Now, what does the cause of nevim mean? According to the Rambam, it means nevim tietz gadol chachamim. That's the lashon of the Rambam. V'itakonis on nevim. In other words, even though it was nevuah, they get it together with chachamim. What's the raya? Zayin and aleph megillah. That's the Rambam's right. Was the guy? The Rambam now is is entering the bag. It's at the corners of the minute, it's again, and that's what Rambam says before, Rashi Nakdama and Nakdama. That's what the Rambam says. Everybody with me? Very nice. Okay, now the $50,000 question. Chanukah. The Bahaglis Chanukah. Where is the Nevuah by Chanukah? Okay. So you all learned the Gemara and Shabbos, right? The Chafalah from the days? Okay? What does the Gemara in Shabbos say in Chafalah from the days? The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, my Chanukah, right? What's Chanukah? The Gemara says, the Tana Rabbanon, b'chafei b'kislev yomit ha-Chanukah, tamanya inen do limis b'dayin, lo nes'anes b'ayim, nidlus yavom la-heichel, timo kol ha-shmonim, right? Shebe-heichel, g'shirov ha-malchus b'esh ha-shmon yisrim b'bogu lo-tzu el ha-pach hechad sh'oshem and sh'ayim munah b'chav sh'koyin godol. Right? They found the pach shem of the koyin godol. V'lo yaboy el la-hadik yom echad. It was only enough to like one day, right? Nasa ne'i, boy ne'is, there was a ne'is made. Okay, that's clear. Now, what does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara, Lishona Acheres, another year. I'm translating it Art Scroll. Another year. I don't know if I'll translate. I'm sure they don't translate like this. But Lishona Acheres, Kavu Vasu Yomim Tevi Malavoida. Lishona Acheres, another year. They were Kaveya, 8 days of Hanukkah. Okay, now, I have a question. In between the Neis and Shana Acheres, what did they do? It's a good question, right? Everybody with me? Between the Neis of Hanukkah, now what's Shana Acheres? The Ritva learns is the next day. But Shana Acheres can mean anything. What did they do between the Melchama and the Nes of Chanukah and when the time of the Kaviyah? So I want to claim there's a machlekes here of the Rambam and the Bahag. Okay, now I'm going to read the Lashon of the Rambam in Zmanim. Is everybody with me? Am I going too slow?
You have a question to clarify? Either of us.
If you're not supposed to argue with me, otherwise, not going to get the shield and should argue with me. Okay, fine, anyway. There are nothing. Yeah.
Rebbe brought before from the Gemara in Malchus,
yeah,
that David reduced the
mitzvah to 11.
But how's that reducing? Isn't that just comprised?
That's true, and that's what the Dosh HaSaran says, right. But I'm learning Gemara before the Kipshuta. What do we see from that Gemara that somehow Nevi'im were able to somehow change the meaning of the mitzvahs? Not change the meaning, but handle with the mitzvahs. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Right, actually, for discussion of that, look at the Drosh HaSagan, it's a whole hemshaka. But I'm just saying, Kipshuta, we see that somehow the Nevi'im were involved in the Tanya mitzvahs. That's what I'm reading from the Gemara. Good question.
Just the minion question.
Maybe, okay, they say minion, but they're adding some track. We see that the minion that the Nevi'im are somehow...
I'll take your means if you take away the mitzvah.
Maybe they took away. I don't know. You're in a fight, good. But what do we see from the Gemara that the Nevi'im were involved in the Tanya mitzvahs? Yeah. It's an asmachta, the Bahag, yeah.
Is there a different, possibly a difference between adding and subtracting?
The Rambam says add and subtract. I don't know. The Gemara is an asmachta. It's called asmachta. In other words, I can't say it's an offer to Raya, but the Gemara sounds like the Bahag. It sounds like the Bahag. You know, sometimes there's a raya, it's a buchach, and then there's like a, you know, there's a, it's a boich, you know, it's a boich raya. Okay, now. Once again, the Gemara says, yeah.
I just missed the Rav's raya for the Rambam from Hilchos Megillah, Perek Aleph.
Because he's a v'yadushu takanas deviyah. So it's not minute deviyah, it's a kanas deviyah, which means deviyah went together with Chachamim. And that's what make a bracha, because Gemara says on takanas deviyah, you make a bracha. That's what Gemara says in Mendalim and Beis, in Sukkah. So the Rambam is saying, don't think Nevi'im came before Chama. And that's the Rambam saying, that's what I'm saying. The Rambam is very medayit, to come to Nevi'im. Now, I want to now read, once again, it said, L'shana Acheres, L'shana of Chazal, Kavu Shmona Yomim Toivim Ba'al Avoidah, okay? Now, what's the Lashon of the Rambam? Because the Shana Acheres sounds what? It sounds a little bit at first, I mean, what were they doing between the first Chanukah and between the Takanas Chacham, the Shana, what were they doing in between? Okay, I want to now read the Lashon of the Rambam. It's very important when you learn a Rambam. The Rambam is not only a Pesek. The Rambam is coming to teach the Gemara. It's going to teach the Gemara. Okay, now, says the Rambam, ומפני זה, at the Rambam tells you about the Pach Shemen, ומפני זה הסכינו חכמים שבאויסי הדור. שיהיו שמונה שמים האלו שתחלוסן מלרש חמישה סוף הכיסלב ימי שמחה הלו בדליקים בן נרס. What חכמים שבאויסי הדור? Well, one thing is clear in the Rambam. There's no gap between the Neis and between the Shana Acheres. Just boys say, "Don't come on, let's get it. We're talking about it. That's it."
There's no gap.
You know, it doesn't say the Shana Acheres. As if the Neis took place 1 year, and then another year they made it to Kohen. That was the boys' outdoor.
Same door.
Also
doors.
It's a good difference. We don't, the Kohen is at the same time too. But we don't see it. The Rambam's not copying the Lashon of the Gemara Shana Acheres. I want to claim that the Bahag learned the Gemara Kipshutai. That from the time of the Neis until Shana Acheres, there was a Yontav of Nevi'im. And then, at a certain point, that Shana Acheres, Chacham came with the Takana. That means Chanukah was originally a Yontav of Nevi'im. And that's why the Bahag, this is one of the mitzvahs. Now, first of all, there's a Ben Yada. I don't learn Ben Yada, but someone tells a Ben Yada that says Lashon Acheres means until Shana Acheres, they made a Yontev Min Hashamayim, they made a Yontev Ruach Hakayush. Oh, Ben Yada. Someone told me that Rabbi Yitzchak Kotner, Tachad Yitzchak, says that until Shana Acheres, they did it by Ruach Hakayush. That sounds exactly what I'm saying. That's the Bahag. The Bahag learned that there was a minig Nevi'im to celebrate Chanukah, and then at a certain point in Israel, Shana Acheres, maybe the next year, maybe after that, they did what? Then they were kaveh, chomotokeh. That's where the Bahag, this Chanukah, is one of the mitzvahs of the Araisa. But the Rambam is cholek. The Rambam is Chodex, for the Rambam, there's no such thing. Boy said, do it. The first Takana of Chanukah was Chum, period. There's no pre Nevi'im Chanukah. That's the Shita Saramba. Is everybody with me? Yeah.
Seems like it must look at Messias what happened the next year. Like, is it like look in history books to find out type of thing?
Look in history books and see you find out. Okay, now. We'll get back to that. Yeah.
Isn't the Gemara itself saying that the important it left out the Nevi'im part and it said that the important
that's
part
true. What the Gemara says Shana Acheres? What's the pshat of the Gemara?
It means a different year.
But what does that mean? What did it do before that year? Then no one was happy. There wasn't a Yontif. Okay, so I want to tell you an interesting thing. I want to come to use what I'm saying here to end for Rambam. The Gemara says they made Shmona Yomim, they made Yomim Toivim, Bahalel Uvahoida, right? Now you all know that on Shabbos, the way it's Paschal in Shulchan Aruch, there's no din of a Suda. Right? If you want to make a Suda, Spitzvah, you have to sing Shios for Tishpachos, maybe say Divrei Torah, that's brought to the Ramon, in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, but we all know that in Chanukah is no din of a Suda, even though people make Chanukah parties. And my Zaydi Lipschitz, Taka made a Chanukah party, a lot of it, they made like a few hundred latkes. But the Maizid, they also sang too. But there's no din of a Suda in Chanukah, it's Paschal in Shulchan Aruch. However, the Rambam says they made 8 days of Simcha, Hallel, and Hadlokas HaNeil. There are Mefarshei Rambam, the Rekeach learns, that the Rambam holds the Din of Suda on Chanukah. That's the Zoyt Shtet Rekeach. Now, why did the Rambam learn this? It doesn't say Simcha in the Gemara. It says Hallel Baita. Where does it say Simcha? I want to tell you how the Rambam learned Pshat in the Gemara. I want to tell you the reason the Rambam learned Pshat in the Gemara. What does it say in Shabbos? Everybody with me? It says in Shabbos, Asu kavum vasumim yomim toivim v'hala v'ayda. Yomim toivim is what? Simcha. Halal is what? Halal. Hayda, the Rambam learned is hadlokas hanel. That's the way the Rambam learned in the Gemara. Now, let me ask you a question. Why would they make simcha? Hadlokas hanel, I understand. But why simcha? You all know, everybody knows, the place that there's a shashu lo sayet. Right? Is that on Purim we have a Suda because it was Atzalas Aguf. Right? We were in physical danger. So we make a physical celebration. Simcha. It's a mitzvah Suda on Purim. On Halel, there was no Atzalas Aguf. There was only what? It was a Shmat. So we don't make a Suda, but we have a Dwakas Aner in Halel. If you look at the Rambam speaks about the Mulchama too. Baitois, according to the Rambam, Simcha and Halel is coming from the Milchama too. That's Baitois in the Rambam. Shabbel says this in Halel Kevin too. But now, why did the Rambam learn like this? So let me tell you why. If you learn that there were two stages, so you could say there was a stage of Milchama, and maybe the day of the Milchama they had a Suda, and they said Halel. And then after that, there was a stage where there were Keveya, Bahala Voidah, and the Halel is also going on the Hadlokas Anevi Liku, Neirois Bechatzves Kachecha, and they made Hadlokas Aneiros. But that implies there were two stages, which the Rambam doesn't want to learn like that. The Rambam must learn this one stage, Chod Ba'isi Ador. So it's by saying door, that had to be conveyed and also on the Milchama. So says the Rambam, it's Simcha, Halel and Lachas Hanea. They were conveyed the Yosef immediately. By saying door, immediately. And they had to make a Milchama too. That's the Shitas HaRambam. So according to the Rambam, he's supposed to make a Suda on Chanukah. That's the way the Lekeach learns. The Baisa doesn't say that in the Rambam, but if Baisa doesn't go to the Rambam, you ought to make a suit. You're supposed to make a suit. Is everybody with me? And that enters the Rambam. Okay. This is about all I want to say. I mean, there's more to it, but something to think about. Now, yeah. Oh, someone asked me about Nevuah. They were Nevi'im. Okay, so I want to bring you three riders that were Nevi'im. Even though Chag is a Chayim Malachi were the last Nevi'im, but that's the Ksiva. I want to bring you three riders that were Nevi'im after Chag is a Chayim, well into Bayer Sheni. Raya number one is a Seyla Oilem Rabba. It says in Seyla Oilem Rabba, the Brais of Rabbi Yossi, Kishimba Alexander Bogdom, when Alexander the Great came to Yerushalayim, Ad Kan Nisnabu Isnabu Hanaviyim, Mikan Vehelech Hat Ushmad Divrei Chachamim. So first of all, the Nevi'im, when Alexander Bogdom came, and it's Mashal Nevi'im after that too. Why? It doesn't say Ad Kan Nisnabu Nevi'im, Mikan Vehelech, there was no Nevuah. It said Ad Kan Nisnabu Hanaviyim, I claim at that point, that's when you listen to Chachamim, not Nevi'im. That's what I'm saying. That's the point. Right before Hanukkah. There's nothing before that, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. It's always Chachamim. Now, that's one raya to do Nevi'im. Certainly, turn Alexander the Great to do Nevi'im. But what about the second raya? Second raya is, it was a machlokes Hillel v'Shammai. So how do we pass him like Hillel, right? What do we pass like Kilo? What does the Gemara say? Yotza Basko. Okay, the Taisha, the Shayna speak about it. But Yotza Basko means there's a Basko. The Basko is a type of Nevuah. all type of nevuah. I want to bring a third chaya. In Samach Vav ben Aleph in Pesachim, the Bnei B'Seir, who the Gedili Ador, they raised the question. I guess they didn't know. They're looking for a smach in the Pesukim. The Miri learns, do you shech the Korban Pesach when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Until Hillel came and dashed the Gzeir HaShavah, and I thought it was a Kavah Chaymer. Then they asked Hillel, how are they going to bring the Sakin? Right? So what did Hillel answer? Im einam neviyin, b'nei neviyin. Let's learn computer. Anyway, there was certain Nevi'im around the time of Hanukkah, no question about it. But at that time, you don't listen to another Nevi'im. But there was Nevi'im at the time of Hanukkah. Is everybody with me? Anyway, I want to tell you the Nevi'im. So I want to tell you that this is the machloikis of the Bahag and the Rambam. Okay? It's a Chiddush. Think about the Chiddush. You'll say it over, maybe Hanukkah and Shabbos. Say over the Chiddush. I want to tell you that this is the real machlokes between the Bahag and the Rambam. Okay, is everybody with me?
You know you're saying Chadish?
Me'ata! After Hat Shvati V'chachonim, Me'ata! Now you're going to hear us doing over.
Me'ata in the Pasuk.
What?
You see Me'ata with...
The Gemara says Me'ata. That's how much I'm shot. Ah, the Gemara says Shachrum V'chosu V'yastu. Shachrum means, when Tukuf Adova end, Shachrum. Chosu V'yastu is Chachonim. That's what I want to say. So that's the sheet of the Bahag. Bahag will say me'ata. But there was a tekuf, we learned up in Nevoah. L'maisa, the Miri says, there's a gnom to pick your face, that I think until Shimon HaTzad, they used to be machia up in Nevoah. Miri says mafush like that. Okay?
So like Vashemayim, he only became...
Afterwards. Are you sure? There's a godo. Now, according to the Rambam, the Rambam's love of Shemayim is a good love of Shem, but the Rambam's Chitosa. That's what I want to tell you. Is everyone with me? Any questions, kashas? Okay, so I'm going to say 2 minutes of Durush. Okay, 2 minutes of Durush. Okay? They were mesaken three things. They were mesaken Simcha, Halel, and Adlokas Hanel. Now, Simcha, the Rambam learns from Yom Tovim. Halel, Gemara is a foolish Halel. Why is Hadlokas Haner, why is that Haidah? That's also what the Rambam was learning in the Gemara. So, Haidah doesn't only mean to say thank you. Haidah also means to acknowledge a certain, its truth. The truth of the Nais. When we're Matik the Nailis, we're affirming that there was a Nais. We believe that there was a real Nais. That's Haidah. Haidah is Maitala Emes, acknowledging that there was a Nais. That's Hadlokas Haneros. Now, if you look at the Rambam, you could learn the Rambam. The Rambam says the fasim of the Galis HaSaneis is going on all three. It was, the Nais was on three levels. The Nais was on Simcha, the Pilsum HaNais, because on Simcha. Why? Because the place can say that when you make a Suda Haidah, it's a Pilsum of a Nais. When you make a Suda for, let's say, for Bliss Mila, or Pidyon HaBen, it's a Pilsum of the Mitzvah. Suda is a Pilsum. Halel is also Pilsum in Nisim. The Gemara says Yudam Alav from Megillah, that how can we not say Halel? So according to one Mandama, the Kid Megillah is like a Halel. Since Kid Megillah is a Pesum Enisim, you can say Halel instead of Megillah, if you don't have Megillah, that's a Mirei Paskins, it's a Pesum Enisim. And I'd look at something about a Pesum Enisim. So see, the Pesum Enis was on three levels. It was on Simcha, and it was on Halel, and it was on the Haidah. So I want to say, I'm now saying this B'derech HaDurush. We all know there's three parts of a person. There's the part of the person that's the most physical, that's called the nefesh. Then there's the part of the person of speech, of dibur, that's called ruach. And then there's the part of the person which is called neshama, which is the person's intellect. Right? You all know that. Nefesh chayim. Now, nefesh is a person being alive. The suda is keneged nefesh, because we celebrate that we're still alive. According to the Rambam says, "Pashtu yadayim b'mamoina u'psulei seyim." Rosh Hashanah is that with it. They threatened us, physically. Now, what's Ruach? What's Hallel? So Hallel means, you could learn, that Hallel means Lo Hamesim Yaluka, right? That means that we still can praise a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That means there's a Masayra. There's a tradition, a Masayra of saying Hallel. Historical events. We say Hallel, historical events. There's Jewish people can praise a Kaddish Baruch Hu of what he did in history. That's our Masayra. Then, the question is that in Yavan, this physical danger, this gezeiros that threaten us as being Jewish, but even if we're threatened as being, even if we get through that, who knows intellectually if we're in place? You know, I'm speaking in Yeshiva University. Who knows if intellectually we're in place? That's Hadlokas HaNer. In other words, We still thought Jewish. We learned, we were exposed to Greek culture, and we know that we're showing them in the generations. You know, even the Ma'al says a person should learn philosophy, but the philosophy didn't make us cool, didn't make us to think like going. We still think like Jews. Like Rav Kook says, Klai Yisrael takes from different cultures and brings out the Kedusha. That's what Rav Kook says. I think of Soloveitchik also. We still think like Jews. That's Hadlokas HaNer. In other words, we're still in place. We're in place physically. We still have a Masorah, but intellectually also we're still Jewish. That's the hardest thing today. The hardest thing today, you know, to be, you know, physically fine, no one's really persecuting us. I mean, we're being threatened, but it's not in America. Say okay, we have tradition. People like tradition. But are we intellectually in place? Are we still able to think and think like Jews? That's the hardest thing today. And that's Hadlokas HaNer. That's Hadlokas HaNer, okay? So I'm very happy to see that now you're Talmid Chacham, you also know how to think. And Yishkoyach for letting me speak today. I'm going to just call it to Rabbi Adler. And I think. What am I to say? Oh, that's it. Okay. Afreilich and Chanukah. Okay?
We're in my first tape of 2 weeks. We're coming in.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Okay.